running amok in stores coast to coast, there is a group called PhoneLosers.com, and they're taking a new approach to attacking Walmart by using pranks. In one scam, a group hijacked the phones at one Walmart, actually taking calls from some unassuming customers. Take a listen.
Hello, this is Toys.
I asked for the pharmacy.
Well, this is Toys. What were you needing?
I need a prescription refill on my medication.
We don't refill prescriptions and Toys, ma'am.
I know. I asked for the pharmacy. I don't know why he transferred me to Toys.
It was really dumb of you to call Toys and ask for a refill on your prescription.
I didn't fucking call the Toys, you son of a bitch!
Well, you don't need to get mad at me. It's not my fault you dialed
the
wrong number.
Why don't you fucking transfer me to the pharmacy like I asked the first fucking place?
You dialed the wrong number. It's not my fault you don't know how to dial a phone.
You know it's not my fucking fault. You guys are so retarded.
Housewares, can I help you?
Okay, you know what? I just called last time and the guy transferred me to the Toys. I don't know who you have out there, a customer service transferring people, but he sure as the fuck doesn't know how to transfer people. I asked him to transfer me to the pharmacy twice. Not Housewares, not Toys. Can you please transfer me to the pharmacy?
Well, you dialed the wrong number. This is Housewares.
Well, I didn't dial a number. I was transferred.
Well, you transferred to the wrong place.
You need to figure out someone who knows how to fucking transfer people, because I'm not the one dialing the numbers. I'm not the second person that told me I don't know how to dial a number. I dial this phone number every single day, and they transfer me correctly. Whoever's up there transferring people needs a new job.
Well, would you like me to help you buy a vacuum cleaner?
No. Would you like to transfer me to a fucking pharmacy before I come in there and blow up your fucking store?
Well, we only sell...
I need my medication!
Well, sounds like you do. God damn. Because I just sell vacuum cleaners. You want a vacuum cleaner?
Boy is calling for a survey I'm in need. He says if I answer his questions, I'll get shit for free. I'm the 10 million customer that's in the store. Roy tells me to run around, but
everybody, you're listening to the Snowplow Show for August 22nd, 2018. This is episode 494, and it's sponsored by King Richard and Kirsty T, Matt Z, The Antichrist, and Xander Fett. They are responsible for everything that happens in today's show, good or bad. Blame them, not me. Thanks all of you for supporting the show. Also, thank you to the new people who have signed up, like Chris McSee, Chris L, lots of Chris's. Eric W. 1-1, Evan Uri-Ting, is that a last name or is that just some weird word? I don't know. Anthony P., Eric R., Logic, but he spells it really crazy with like a 0 and a 1 and a J. He's probably a Linux user. Drew G. and FaceMob, Adam K., Gavin, Dragonmere, Dylan R., Gentleman Cactus, and Mailer Damon. Thank you, new people, for signing up at patreon.com/phonelosers. I really appreciate it. All of those people now have access to the secret shows that happen every week, and the archive, and occasional extra videos and stuff like that. I don't really have any announcements today, so I guess we'll just get straight into making phone calls. I guess I can say that I have started working on the PLA ID cards again. I've got a bunch, like, backlogged, so if you ask for an ID card, please be patient. I will have them done within the next week, I'm sure. And that's another perk, by the way, of being a Patreon supporter. You get a PLA ID card.
On The Money Tonight, Target, Walmart. You've heard all the complaints, but you won't believe what some critics are urging shoppers to do. Is this corporate terrorism? Nightmare for Walmart. Tips for torturing the giant retailer. We'll ask the man who suggests hijacking their intercom if it's really just corporate terrorism. Bashing Walmart has become an art form, but you won't believe who's taking on the retail giant now and the crafty way they're doing it.
Joining us now, Brad Carter. He runs phonelosers.com and the anarchy at your local Walmart page.
Today, I'm going to be doing some more of those government spending calls because I haven't done enough of those recently. Didn't I just do one show of those, or did I do two shows of those? Maybe one was a hobo-sode, I can't remember. Oh yeah, I'm looking through the hobo-sode list here. I had the landfills hobo-sode, where I was turning their yard into a landfill, where we had to dig the hole first. So I don't think it's too soon to do another government spending show, do you? Just one more. I was having fun telling people I was digging holes in their front yard, for no reason at all. So let's spend this entire show doing that again.
Hello?
Hello, Krista?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the city of...
Yeah.
I'm calling to let you know we're going to be showing up there this coming Monday. We're going to dig a really big hole in your front yard.
What?
We're going to be digging a really large hole. There's going to be a bunch of trucks in your yard. And lots of traffic cone.
You have everything, yes, done, and now you're going to rip it out?
You got everything what?
Everything is nice and done, and now you're going to rip it all out?
Yeah, well, we'll put it back just how it was. We've just got to dig a really big hole in your front yard.
What is it for?
It's just to spend the budget for the city. Because, you know, we haven't spent all of our budget money yet.
Yes, I understand that. But what is wrong that you have to dig that up?
Oh, there's nothing wrong. We just have to spend a bunch of money before the year ends. So we get the same budget next year, so we can increase the budget.
Forget about it. You're not digging a hole for nothing in my yard.
Well, no, it's not for nothing. See, we're going to take the dirt, and we're going to put it in the next yard that we dig a hole in, and we're going to take the dirt from the previous yard and dump that into your yard. So you'll have brand new dirt.
No. I don't want it done. Understand me?
Well, it's just that, you know, we really need to spend the rest of the budget.
I don't care what you do. You're not doing it in my yard.
You'd be helping your city if you let us dig a hole in your front yard.
No, I will not allow you to hole in my yard.
It's just going to be like 20 feet deep, that's all.
No, don't you understand? No.
It's only going to take a day. We're going to bring a tractor.
No. If you come, I'm going to call the police on you, all right?
Well, no, we're with the city. You can't arrest the city.
I don't care if you are with the city or not. You're not allowed. I don't give you permission to dig in my yard.
All right. I guess since you yelled at me a bunch, we won't do it.
No, go somebody else. They're going to throw you off their property. I can guarantee you that.
Well, we have to dig a hole somewhere. I think we're going to do your next-door neighbor.
Okay, do that.
And we'll tell them that you said you didn't want it in your yard, so we had to do their yard instead.
So? If they let you do it, fine.
Okay. Do you think they will? Like, which neighbor would I have a better chance with? The one on the left or the one on the right?
None.
Yeah, but which one's the better chance?
There is no better chance. We all have perfectly nice lawns, and we don't want to duck up.
But we have to spend this budget. We've got so much money left over for the year.
Well, then give it to the poor people.
Oh, no, it doesn't work like that. It's a street budget. I mean, you know, it's a hole-digging budget. It's just for the...
You're not doing it in my yard. I'm sorry.
What about a small hole?
No holes.
Like we could do a bunch of small holes instead of one big hole.
No.
All
Don't
right.
you understand? No?
I guess. All right. Okay, we'll do the next door neighbors.
Okay.
We'll try not to drive any trucks in your yard to get to their yard.
You don't have to drive over my yard. We have a perfect street in front of us.
Yeah, but, you know, we have to get a tractor in there.
Yeah, we just had a neighbor just had his trees cut down. They were there with big trucks and everything. None of them went in anybody's yard.
Okay.
They went on the street.
We'll do our best. I promise.
Like I said, if you ruin my yard, I call the police on you.
Oh, we wouldn't ruin it. We would put it back exactly how it was before.
Nope.
Okay, all right.
We
won't do your yard then.
No.
It's not happening.
Nope.
You convinced me.
Goodbye.
Have a nice night. Day, I mean...
Hello?
Hello?
Hi there.
Angela?
Yeah, hey, it's Angela. How you doing? Is this Krista?
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
That's her mother.
Hey, Krista.
Hi.
Hi, Mom.
I don't understand this.
Why? I think my phone is messed up.
You're not my daughter.
No, it's just I have a cold. And my phone's a little wonky. That's all.
What is going on? Yes, somebody called me and said they want to dig a big hole in my yard.
Oh, my goodness. They called me, too. And I told them no. I'm like, no. You can't dig a hole.
What are they, nuts?
I know. What's this world coming to?
I have no idea. If they have too much money, give it to the poor people.
That's right, because they told me they were going to spend $30,000 to dig a hole in my yard. I don't want that.
And then he said, and then we fill it up and put it back like it was. I said, what are you, crazy?
I know, it's crazy talk.
I don't understand this.
Me either. I want to go down to City Hall and just punch someone in the face. Find the mayor and punch him in the face. Just punch.
They can reduce our taxes if they have too much money.
I know. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
That's it.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, Mom. I love you. I love you. She don't love me.
Hello, this is Richard. How can I help you? Hello?
Pardon me?
What, huh? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, it's Richard. How's it hanging, ma'am? Hello? Oh, she finally hung up.
She kept picking back up and dialing numbers. That was great. I didn't even have to do the dial tone thing. Before I forget, there was an idea in there to say that I was taking the dirt from the previous yard we dug a hole in and using that dirt to fill up the holes that we dig in her yard, and then we were going to take her dirt and put it in the hole at the next yard. That was an idea of Nunu's. And I hate to give Nunu credit for that idea, because that's just going to encourage him to message me on Discord, where I don't see half of my messages. But thanks for that idea, Nunu. I want to do that one some more.
Hello?
Hello, Justine?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the city of...
Okay.
I'm calling to let you know we're going to be digging a hole in your front yard on Monday morning.
What for?
You know, just don't worry about it. It's city stuff, but it's just going to be...
Don't worry about it, but it's city stuff. Okay.
Yeah, and well, I mean, you don't work here, so you just don't worry about it.
Okay, and is it for some kind of wiring or something?
No, what it actually is we just have a budget to spend every year, and we haven't spent this year's budget yet, so we're just digging holes in yards to have something to do.
This is a joke, isn't it?
No, I wouldn't kid about this. We just, you know, we have like $30,000 left to spend, and, you know, if we dig a hole, that's like a good $5,000 chunk of it, because we're going to have... Huh?
And my yard, you're going to dig up my lawn.
Yeah, just the front lawn. It's going to be a hole about 10 feet deep and maybe 3 or 4 feet wide. They're just going to take the dirt out, and they're going to put new dirt in from the previous house that we dug dirt out of. We're like moving it from one location to the other, so they can't say that this is a waste of time.
You've got to be kidding.
No, it's, you know, because if we don't spend that budget, they'll give us less next year.
You don't have other things you can spend your budget on besides digging holes?
No, we already spent it all. You know, we got that traffic light, put up a stop sign, we redid some curbs. What else is there to do?
Well, I tell you what, there's roads to be taken care of.
Yeah, but
that
like
have in them.
But it's like doing potholes, no one wants to do that. And we already made them do a bunch earlier this year, so we're just going to let the workmen take it easy for a few days, dig a hole.
So in other words, is there any other yard in being addressed like this?
Well, yeah, we're going to do about 6 more yards so we can spend up the rest of that $30,000.
And why was mine chosen?
It was just random. It was basically just throwing a dart at a board.
Wait till you see my yard. It's very, it's manicured. I don't know that I want a hole in it, if you don't mind.
Oh, well, no, we'll put it back exactly how it was before. You won't even know we were there.
I'll see that. Okay.
No, I promise. Like, no, we're really good. Like, we do a good job.
And what's your name?
My name is Roy. I'm with the city. why is that?
Okay, Roy. See you on Monday.
Why is that funny?
Well, it's funny that you're going to be digging a hole in my yard from dirt from somebody else's yard.
Yeah.
We're in.
Yeah.
I've been living here for over 20 years, and I've never heard of this in my life.
Yeah, it's like a dirt transplant. It's good. Like, it's basically, you know, it's just good. It's a nice little change. It's like when they do those poop transplants on people, you know, for the bacteria thing. Why did that make her hang up? I thought that was a good comparison. She probably thinks that's not even a real thing.
Hello?
Hello, Robert?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the city of...
Ray?
Roy.
And what can I do for you?
Well, I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be coming there on Monday to dig a big hole in your front yard.
What?
We're going to be digging a hole in your front yard. It's just going to take a couple days. We should be done by probably Wednesday. It's just going to take.
And
like,
What is that for, sir?
You know, it's just city business. Don't worry about it.
I know. I got my house for sale. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll put it back exactly how it was. You'll never know we were there. It'll look just like.
Okay. And this is happening Monday. Did you say?
Yep. Monday. Tuesday, and we'll be finishing up on Wednesday. We'll just have a big pile of dirt. It's going to be like a 15-foot hole.
Okay.
Very wide.
And is this going all the way down the street, or what is
oh,
this
no.
for?
It's just going to be in your front yard, like in the lawn.
And when is it for again?
What's it for?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's just city business. It's you know, nothing to worry about. Nothing out of the ordinary. Just, you know, we got to dig holes sometimes.
Yes, sir. I'd like to know what it's for.
All right. Well, the thing is, we haven't spent all of the city's budget yet for this year, so we're just digging a hole. Like, there's no reason exactly. There's nothing to fix.
You're not coming out for that. So I don't know who you are, but you got the wrong guy.
No, we definitely have the right place for point, right?
Yeah, I have to know more than that. Who are you? Which department are you with?
I'm with the city department, the city street department. It's just a hole. It's not a big deal.
We're not in a city, sir.
I know, but we do the hole digging for your area.
Sir, you're not digging a hole in my yard unless I know what it's about. So.
I told you what it's about. We have to spend the budget for the rest of the year.
No, that's well. You need to go someplace else.
Well, no, we've already chosen your place. It's already in the computer.
Well, I'm sorry. You won't be allowed to do that. I'll have the police. I'll have the police here for you, sir. Thanks.
What? The police? Like, we're... Okay. Can't dig a hole in his yard. Let's cross his name off the list. People keep just talking me out of it.
Hey, Steven! Look! Here's the hole I came out of.
Hang on. What?
It's my hole! Look, it's me size! Still got that good hole smell.
You came out of this hole.
This is where I was made, dude. One day just right out of this hole.
Hello?
Hey there. Is this William?
Yes, who is this?
This is Roy from the city of...
So what does that mean?
Well, you asked who I am. I'm telling you who I am and where I'm from. I needed to let you know we're going to be digging a hole in your front yard on Monday morning.
Who is?
The city. We're going to be sending a crew out there. They're going to get started around 8 in the morning.
Why are they going to do that?
It's just, you know, just our business. Don't worry about it.
What do you mean, don't worry about it?
Well, it's just going to take like 3 days and we'll be out of there. You'll never know we were there. We just have to dig a very large hole in your front yard.
I think you need permission to do that.
Oh, no, we're with the city. We can do whatever we want.
No, you can't.
Oh, yes, we can.
Well, let me talk to your boss.
I guess so. I can put Carol on. But I mean, like, she's going to tell you the same thing, that we're going to dig a hole in your...
Who's Carol?
Carol's my boss. It's 2018. Women can be boss.
No kidding. Well, what's your phone number?
It's on your caller ID. Look at your phone, dummy.
Why do you call me a dummy?
Well, I don't... Because you have an attitude, and I don't know what your problem is. I'm just letting you know.
You have an attitude, sir.
No,
I'm going to call the police.
No, don't do that, because this is just a prank call.
Oh, it's a prank call?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the prank's over.
Oh, well, no, don't hang up yet. I want to prank you some more. I want to put Carol on.
Goodbye.
Well, come on. No, Carol wants to talk to you. It's kind of like a game of chess or a board game or something. He brings out the police card, and that automatically makes him the winner, because I got to be like, oh, no, I'm just a prank caller. Don't bother the police. You win this round. That's pretty much how you win a prank call with me. Start saying you're going to call the cops. I'll be like, oh, I'm just joshing with you. Can't you take a joke?
Hello?
Hello, Frank?
Yeah.
Hey there, it's Roy from the city. I need to let you know we're going to be digging a hole in your front yard on Monday morning.
You are?
Yes. Monday morning, about 8 in the morning, we're going to send a work crew out there. And they'll get started on that. It should just take like 3 days.
Well, what are you digging a hole for?
You know, it's just city business. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
They should be completely done by Wednesday, though, and they'll have it all put back together. You'll never know they were there.
Okay.
Yep.
You're kind of catching me off guard here.
Why do you say that?
I'm trying to figure out why you're digging a hole in the front yard.
Well, it's just city business, you know? It's just city business. It's something we got to do.
No, I don't think so.
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
All right. It's to spend the rest of the city budget.
No, it's not that either.
No, it is.
You're full of shit.
No, I'm not full of shit, sir.
You are, because first of all, there's no city budget.
Yeah, what do you mean there's no city budget?
There's no city budget.
Yeah, there is.
No, there ain't.
Is so?
No.
How do they pay me then?
How are they doing what?
How do they pay me then? My check's got to come from somewhere, my paycheck.
Well, I don't know where you're getting your paycheck from, but it's not from the city.
Yes, it is. You don't know what you're talking about. You're a big
dumb... What city?
The city of...
There is no such thing.
Well, county, whatever, you know?
What do you mean, whatever?
I mean, whatever. It doesn't matter. You're looking for problems when there's no problem. I'm just letting you know we're going to be digging a hole in your front yard.
Digging a hole in your front yard for what?
To fill the rest of the budget.
You're so full of shit.
You're full of shit. So I've run into this problem before with this list that Crimson sent me. And it's like they're not exactly in a city. They're more like in a county. And I don't know exactly how it works. I'm too lazy to go look on a map. So I think I need to say I'm with the county, and that'll take care of it. Even though most people fall for the city thing, every once in a while I get someone that's like, what? There's no city. It's a county.
Hello?
Hello, Donald?
Yes.
Hey there, it's Roy from the county. I'm just letting you know that we're going to be digging a hole in your front yard on Monday morning.
In my front yard?
Yeah, just a large hole. We're going to have a work crew out there about 8 in the morning. They're going to start digging.
Hey, and what are you working on?
Just a hole. We're just digging a hole. It's going to be about 10 feet deep, maybe 4 feet wide.
And then what are you going to do with the hole?
we're going to fill it back in.
Oh, okay. So you're not putting anything in or anything?
Oh, no. We're not working on anything. We've just got, extra budget for the end of the year, and we've got to spend the rest of the money. So we're just sending work crews out to dig holes, even though we don't really need to dig holes.
This sounds like a scam. I never heard of such a thing.
Oh, no, it's just government spending. Look it up. This is how it's done.
Lynn, they want to dig a hole in our yard 10 feet deep. I don't know. Who are you?
I'm the county.
What? Well, you're going to have a work order and identification and all that.
Oh, yeah, of course. No, we're going to have, like, the county trucks and IDs and everything.
Up their budget. It makes no sense.
I'll dig a 10-foot hole. Is it a joke?
What?
I think it is.
Wait, you want to dig a hole in the middle of my front? Yeah, you're going to have some certification for that before you do anything.
Yeah, we're not idiots. It's all in the computer. We've got the paperwork.
I don't believe you. I would have gotten notification somehow other way.
No,
what is the reason for the doing it?
We sent something in the mail and you never responded to it. There's no reason for it. It's just to spend the rest of the county budget.
Well, no, you can do it in somebody else's yard.
Oh, no, we've already got your yard in the computer, so it's going to happen.
And you're not. No way. No way you're going to do that.
It's Monday morning. It's going to happen.
I want no.
We've got
I want your name.
What time are you going to be here?
8 in the morning. But we've got a whole work crew coming in. Like it's too,
yeah,
it's too late to call
yeah,
it off
there's
now.
No way it's going to happen. You're
on our property, or are you going to be in the street?
You're full of baloney.
It's going to be on your property. It's going to be right in the middle of your front yard.
No, yeah. You're not.
And it's not a big deal. It's like, you know, you won't even know we were there.
You know what? If you could give me your name, I will report you right now.
Look,
give me your name.
Look, ma'am, why don't you get back in the kitchen? This doesn't even concern you. This is between me and Donald.
Oh, really? Get back in the kitchen.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, why don't you just go...
Goodbye.
Do something normal.
Have a great day.
I can hear you banging pots around. I'm not sure what that was, but I'm pretty sure she was angrily banging pots and pans around after I said that.
Number you are calling is currently suspended.
What?
Please try later.
Suspended? I didn't think phone companies did that anymore. I know it used to, like back in the day, if you didn't pay your bill, they would put a message on your line that says this number has been disconnected due to non-payment. But I thought they stopped doing that. I thought they stopped calling people out for not paying their bills. I thought it just was a standard disconnected message now.
Hello.
Hello, Ken?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the county street department, workman department thing. I'm just calling to let you know that we're going to be digging a hole in your front yard.
Why?
On Monday morning. We just have a hole to dig.
Why are you digging a hole in our yard?
You know, just city business. Don't worry about it. But
no, I am worried about it. What is? Bye.
Why? That was an abrupt bye.
Hello.
Hello, Joseph.
Speaking.
Hey, Joseph. It's Roy from the county. Work department, I need to let you know we're going to be digging a hole in your front yard on Monday.
You are?
Yep.
For what reason?
Just city business. We got to dig holes, but we're going to send a work...
Reason. I'd like to know why.
Why we're digging a hole?
Yes. Why are you digging a hole in my front yard?
We've just got, work to do, and we're going to be sending a work crew out there. We're going to have a bunch of trucks.
Yeah. Hey, whoa, I don't want you to touch my yard without me knowing why you're doing that.
Well, it's because, we have the budget for the year, and we haven't spent all of the budget.
Why are you digging a hole? For what reason?
I'm trying to tell you, it's to spend the budget money. We haven't spent enough money this year, and if we don't...
Baloney, don't dig a hole in my yard.
Well, we have to. Like we.
Why? No, you don't. You don't have my permission.
No, it's already in the computer, though. We've already filed all the paperwork.
So it's in your computer or not?
Well, we can't turn back now. We've got like all the workmen coming on Monday.
I do not want you on my property. Period.
But we've got a hole to dig.
Oh yeah.
Look. If we don't spend the budget, we're not. They won't give us as much money next year.
Wait a minute. Let me have the phone number of your manager, and I'll call him.
Well, I can transfer you over to her office. It's Carol.
Fine.
You want me to?
Yeah, I don't want you digging any holes.
All right. Well, hold on. Let me transfer you over just a minute, okay?
Representatives are currently busy. Please stay on the line, and your call will be answered by the next available representative.
My pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good enough to eat. Pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good enough to eat. My pussy good, pussy sweet.
Hello, this is Carol.
This is the county. Has to dig a hole in my front yard.
Hello, Carol speaking. Can I help you? Hello?
You won't tell me why.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, it's Carol. I'm.
Please.
Can I help you?
Yes. Somebody from your office or wherever. Are you the county?
Yeah. That's us. You live over there on Atlantic Court.
Yes.
Yeah.
So why are you digging a hole in my front yard?
Because we have a bunch of money left over. So we just.
I don't care why they have a bunch of money.
Well,
why?
You asked why. Like, there's no reason for the hole. We just need to spend the money.
Do not have my permission to go on my property.
Well, how else are we going to spend the money? We got to spend it somehow.
So you steal it. Don't come near my property. You do not have my approval. What office in the county am I speaking to?
The street department.
Well, that's fine. What's the purpose of drilling a hole?
Okay, there's no exact purpose. We just need the workmen to have something to...
You do not have my permission to come on my property and do any digging.
Well, the workmen need something to do. We've already done all the work this year.
Look, this is a scam. I don't care what it is.
It's not a scam. We're at the county.
I don't care.
Then why'd you ask?
You cannot come on my property. Period.
Okay, look, just put your wife on the phone. Maybe she's more reasonable.
No, she's not more reasonable.
I can talk
she's
to
sitting
her
here
woman
saying,
to woman.
No. I'm sorry, ma'am. You can spend your money where you want, but not on my property.
Well, if we can spend it where we want, why can't we do it on your property?
Because I will not approve it. I want to know just to dig a hole doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
It
it's
does
a waste
make sense.
Of money.
The workmen need something to do. We gotta keep the economy running. You know?
What office am I talking to in the county, please?
I already told you. I'm the street department.
You're the street department?
Yeah, in the hole digging division.
Beg pardon?
The hole digging division.
The budget division?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Ma'am, just do not come near my property.
Well, it's not going to be me. It's going to be a team of workmen. And they're just
I don't want your team of workmen.
They're just going to dig a hole.
On my property.
It's only going to be...
No dumb reason. If you dig up the street, you have to replace it. You're on private property, and you cannot dig up our road.
They're going to bring in a truck of brand new dirt for you from the previous person's yard.
Look, you're playing games with me.
I'm not playing games. What are you talking about?
No. I'm sorry. You cannot come on my property.
We've already put in the computer, though.
No, you pick somebody else, but don't come near my property.
Why is it okay to pick someone else and not you?
You're pulling my leg, or this is a fun thing that somebody dreamed up, but don't come near my property.
Well, no, it's government spending. That's just how the money works. That's, we got to spend all the money, or they won't give us as much next year.
I'm going to call county commissioners and tell them not to do it, that you're wasting money.
I'm going to call the comptroller's office and tell them to tell the commissioner not to listen to you.
Fine. Transfer me.
I'll transfer you.
Waste money on my property.
All right, just a minute. Let me hit the transfer button. Pussy good enough to eat. Pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good enough to eat. My pussy good, pussy sweet.
Pussy good enough to eat. Pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good. Hello, this is Edward from the commissioner's office. Hello? Hello?
That's
local.
That's
Mrs. County
Street Department.
Hello?
We own that street.
Yeah. Not a county street.
Hey.
Hello? Can you hear me?
That's a county street. This isn't the county street. Yeah, we pay.
Hello.
That's right.
Hello, who am I speaking with?
Who am I speaking to, please?
This is Edward from the County Commissioner's Department.
All right.
What do you
need? I've gotten a phone call from your street department, supposedly, if this isn't a scam, saying they want to come into my property and dig a hole tomorrow so they can just spend money on the budget.
Well, that,
no way.
That
save
sounds,
your money. I don't want you near my property.
Well, that sounds right. They do that all over town. It's not just you. They dig holes all over town.
Hey, this is not a county. We do not have. I do not live on a county road.
I know, but it's not really the road. They
you
want to dig
come
in your.
You cannot come into and dig a hole in our street.
Well, it's not in the street. They're going to dig it in your yard.
That's dumb.
Well, they got to spend the money, though. There's a lot of money to spend still.
Pick somebody else's house, mine. I don't want a hole dug in my yard. I just had the yard sodded. I don't want that sod disturbed.
Well, we'll put new sod in. It'll look just like new.
Don't come near my property.
It'll look better than new.
I don't want you in my yard.
What's your address, sir? Let me look it up in the computer.
Beg pardon?
What's your address? I'll look it up in the computer.
In Atlantic Court. We pave our own roads. You can't dig it in my yard.
Oh, yeah. I see it right here in the computer. Yeah, we're going to dig a hole in your front yard on Monday morning.
How big of a hole?
What?
How big of a hole?
It's going to be about 4 feet wide, 50 feet deep.
No, you're not. No way.
Just 50 feet down, that's all.
I don't care. I do not want a hole dug in my yard. Period.
It's only going to be as tall as.
No. You're on private. You're on private property. Do not dig a hole in my yard.
Yeah, but your private property is sitting on top of our county, so we're allowed to dig holes.
Ben, if you want to spend your money, I do not want a yard. And you cannot come on my property and dig a hole without my approval.
Can I talk to that lady in the background? She sounds like she might be more reasonable than you.
No, she's not. She's yakking, saying the same thing. No.
I don't know. How come you have to speak for her?
No, not. Come into my property and dig a hole.
Why can't she make up her
just
own mind?
Money. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
No, it's government spending. Look it up. That's how it works.
Don't come in. I'm telling you.
All right, look,
the police.
I'm going to have to transfer you to my supervisor.
That's the dumbest thing in the world.
I'm going to transfer you to my supervisor, sir. Just a minute.
Pussy good enough to eat. Pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good enough to eat. My
pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good. Hello, this is the supervisor at the commissioner's department. Can I help you?
What time of the day is it?
Hi, sir.
Can I help you? Hello?
I don't know what the whole number is.
Hello?
Can't get it until I hang up.
Hello?
Am I speaking to, please?
I am the supervising computer here at the commissioner's department. Wait. How can I help you?
I want to talk to the name of the person I'm talking to, please.
I do not have a name. I go by...
I cannot hear you.
I have a serial number. It is XJ47513.
I cannot understand a word you're saying.
I am a computer. Please do not be racist.
A computer?
I am a computer.
Goodbye.
What can
do
I do
not
for
come
you?
Near my yard, period.
It looks like we will be coming in your yard on Monday morning.
I do not understand a word you're telling me. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Okay. But...
I heard him talking to his wife saying, we can't see the caller ID until he hangs up. So they're checking the caller ID right now, seeing, you know, who was calling them, which is probably 420-6969. So, teehee. I think I've gotten this out of my system, though. I've done enough of these new government spending calls. So I think the show is over, and I'm going to give government spending a rest for a while. Unless you guys come up with a new ridiculous way to spend government money, then I'll try that.
Hey, Brad, it's Max Power. I just got to ask, are you a Game of Thrones fan?
No.
And if you are, what's your favorite character?
No.
And if you're not, why are you not a Game of Thrones fan?
I don't know.
Just figured I'd have to ask. Anyways, take care and catch cactus.
I don't know. I just never got into Game of Thrones. All that medieval stuff just usually isn't my thing. And I know what it is. I think I probably wouldn't like it if I tried to watch it. But maybe I'm wrong, because, you know, I don't know anything about it, really.
Hey, Brad.
Or I sort of do.
This is Beckley. Maybe. I was calling in response to Mr. The Real Taco. Was asking about the auto parts warranty places. And this is where the voice board or bulletin board or whatever would be perfect, because then you wouldn't have to do all this back and forth on the shows, and then it takes multiple days.
Yeah.
Anyway, all that aside, always do to really get
does that thing work? I remember it was broken. Here, let's call it real quick. I forgot
you
all about
the PLA telephone network inter-
yeah, when I dial 5 it just hangs up on me. But does Don Fickle's voice BBS work? Let's see.
Hello, stranger. Allow me to welcome you to this is the main funhouse entrance. To visit our bulletin board system, press 1 now.
Welcome to the clown.
Oh, that's bullshit. His works. Why doesn't mine work? I'm going to have to figure that out.
Riled up as I tell them a mileage.
What were we talking about?
Over their max, which I believe is like 100,000 miles.
Auto parts.
And when they say that that's ineligible for their program, I let them know, don't worry, I've got screwdrivers, I can roll it back. Let's say it's like 85,000. Boy, that seems to get him pretty bad. And then if he can do call spoofing, you can always use the Jolly Roger, because I think they charge that per month.
Yeah.
And three-way those on.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
I guess he's talking about those telemarketer scam people. Or are they scam people? I don't know. Maybe it's legit stuff. But I think I need to get one of those phone recording programs on my Android that automatically records all my phone calls. Why haven't I done that yet? What's my problem?
Hey, Brad, it's Gloria.
Hey,
so,
Gloria.
So, crazy news. I ended up quitting my job. And I am
crazy.
Doing my channel now, like, 24/7. I'm kind of becoming like you. Like, I'm going to become an internet hobo. I hope it works.
Makes sense.
Anyway, so my channel's going to be back
wrong?
Up. I'm doing, you know, youtube.com/telephones. You created the name, so obviously, yep. Anyway,
yep.
I found that
I sure
awesome
did.
Chicken throwing prank call that everybody has been asking me for lately. Like, where's the chicken throwing call? And I think the statute of limitations is up on that, so I'm safe to post it.
Yep.
So
that guy died.
Going to be on the channel coming soon. You know, I'm excited because I'm going to be doing like gaming. I'm going to be doing, you know, prank calls, all that kind
is
of.
Is this
bullshit,
an advertisement?
Especially with Indian scammers.
The heck,
but
Gloria.
I just wanted to let you know, I quit my job. It was pretty fucking awesome. Lady was just disrespecting me at work, so I was like, peace out. Bye. But
you can punch her in the face.
Yeah.
Okay. Punched her in the face.
Bye.
Sounds like a foolproof plan, Gloria. Good luck with your channel. YouTube.com/teleponed.
Hey, Brad, you should say that you threw asparagus water at their window, and that's why it's green. And they're going to check it, even if it's not on the phone call. They'll check it afterwards
window?
If they're curious. And say you're sorry you won't do it again, but you want them to pay for your asparagus.
Is this a carding idea?
That their window was in the way while you were driving. And you can say, I don't throw asparagus water out the window. And also they should remove their window
coffee.
Because it's a nuisance and the reflection gets in your eye.
All right.
I'm Mr. Goodbar.
Okay.
Call me Mr. Goodbar.
Thanks, Mr. Goodbar. I assume that is a carding idea. What a great idea.
Hey, Brad, it's Mailer Damon.
Hey.
Just wanted to call and kind of reset the balance. I know it seems like everybody thinks it's a great idea to call in and give you suggestions of new things to try out, and we all know how much you love that. So
like asparagus
I'm just
water.
To give you no suggestion and say, you're doing a great job. So,
aww.
What a good boy, Roy.
Thank you, Mailer Damon. What a nice voicemail. I like the voicemails that do nothing but just compliment me and make me feel good about myself. Good job.
Oh, hey, it's Corbin, and I just wanted to let you know that I'm part of the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
I do midnight jogging. I go out jogging after midnight, and I was passing
was
by your
porch
home,
light out.
But my bladder was full.
You're making the neighborhood look like
hobos. I peed in your yard. I'm sorry.
You bastard.
I peed in the bushes.
You bastard.
I peed on the grass.
I already have chemicals.
And I may
bushes.
Have pooped a little bit behind your garbage can. Do you have any toilet paper?
I'll leave some out there for you. Maybe that's what I should do. Ask homeowners to leave toilet paper out for me. Because sometimes you're out there laying in their yard looking at the stars. And you gotta poop, and there's no toilet paper. What are you supposed to do? I'm not gonna carry toilet paper around with me. That'd be weird. All right, that's the end of today's show. Thank you, sponsors of today's show, King Richard, Kirsty T, Matt Z, The Antichrist, and Xander Fett. Please support the show, patreon.com/phonelosers. Add us on all the things, on the Twitters and the Facebooks and all that stuff. The links for those are in the show notes at snowplowshow.com. Bye, everyone.
Everyone is so vulnerable on their PC, except for me. The World Wide Web is so insecure, it's kinda sad, but I'm so glad. I am firewalled in every single way. Nerds can't bring me down. I run antivirus every single day. Yes, nerds can't bring me down. No, no, ain't gonna bring me down today. To all you noobs, you're delirious. Your browser blows, you're so exposed. Yeah, you're trying hard to fix that awful mess that used to be your precious PC till you let that virus in. But I'm unhackable no matter what they say. Nerds can't bring me down. My phishing filter told me that this is not eBay. Yes, nerds can't bring me down. Oh no, ain't gonna bring me down today. You got your MySpace hacked, you got your MySpace hacked, your spam commenting, your friends, you wonder when it's gonna end. We should have bought a Mac. But I am firewalled in every single way. Nerds can't bring me down. Oh no, oh, oh. And I've got spyware blaster chilling in my tray. Yes, nerds can't bring me down. Oh no, oh, oh. Ain't gonna bring me down. Bring
down today.
Oh, really? Get back in the kitchen.